The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
And it can buy you a bigger boat. I heard that little clip in there. We're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah, I love that line.
Oh, man.
That was an ad-libbed line, too. That wasn't in the script.
That was from Jaws, right?
Yep.
I hadn't seen that in a long time.
Yeah.
I wonder if our young listeners or even my young students ever seen Jaws,
Probably not. Not
what
the newest.
What a movie. That thing scared the death out of a lot of people, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
I didn't want to swim in the lake, even though I knew there weren't sharks in there when I was a kid. I just wouldn't go anywhere where I couldn't see the bottom.
No doubt about it, you know, but mostly it's safe out there, so don't be afraid to swim, and just get out there in your boat and enjoy it, right?
I heard a funny joke the other day. A comedian was saying, you know, somebody asked me the other day, have you ever swam with the dolphins? And he's like, well, I've swam in the ocean. Like, what kind of distance ratio are we talking about here? Because if you want to look at it that way, you've swam with all of the sea creatures, ever swam in the ocean.
No doubt about it.
How close do they have to be?
Yeah, all of God's creations are swimming around out there with you, and you're in their land, so,
Exactly. You're
floating on the top. If a
shark
gets you, it's your fault, right?
Yeah,
It don't happen that much, though.
No.
It don't.
No, especially when you're in a nice big boat.
Right, a big boat.
Mm-hmm.
Any boat. Yeah. Just get a boat, because you're listening to Boat Smart. And Boat Smart is a call-in show. You can call or text 850-437-1620 is the phone number. 850-437-1620. Boat Smart, sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine, located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. The phone number, 850-492-0487. 850-492-0487. They always answer the phone out there at Key Marine, so give them a call. Go by and see them. You can also check them out on the web at keymarinecenter.com. That's keymarinecenter.com. Remember, Key Marine is your Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki Repower Center. They have special discounting prices on all Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki motors, and they have a lot of Mercury motors in stock from 40 horsepower to 200 right now. So you need to go out there and check them out. Check out their website. That's where they list all their motors. They also put their consignment sales on there, so every once in a while they get a great deal on a boat. So if you're looking for a boat, Key Marine is a great place to look at for a used, good quality used boat. Sometimes they repower them, and they have a brand new motor on there as well. So, I'd check them out. I'd go out there and see them. And, if you're not in the boating industry or the boating business and you want to get into, out there boating, Key Marine is a great place to start. They have a nice little storefront as well. I don't talk about that much, but they have accessories and stuff out there, electronics and, bilge pumps and stuff that you need for your boat and trailer and that little bitty area that has a lot of stuff in it out front. So they will take good care of you. So I'm the marine instructor over at George Stone Tech. George Stone, located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. GeorgeStoneCollege.edu. They have a chat feature on there, and that's the best way to get a hold of anybody out at George Stone, myself or any other instructor, the counselors, the financial aid. If you need to get a hold of administration or anything like that, maybe you just want to call out there and tell my boss how good a job I'm doing. You could do that too, Hey, don't hurt to toot your own horn every once in a while, right?
Yeah.
So if you want to call out there and tell administration that we're doing a great job on the radio, we're doing a great job over there at George Stone Tech, and all of our instructors, they all do a great job. I just highly recommend that college if you're interested in any type of career. We got like 22 to 25 different career choices out there, so check them out. The website has them all listed. So we're trying to do something a little different on the intro, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so if you're listening, I know you're listening because you hear me. So today I want you to text in your favorite boat song. So if you have favorite, we're going to go over favorite boat songs because we're going to change our intro up a little bit. And we want to find the most favorite of favorites.
Yes.
And then Jake's going to make me a nice, good little intro. I love the intro we got now.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I won't vary too much from it. I just want to kind of see what other boat songs are out there, what people listen to.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. And, I go out on the boat and I listen to boat songs most of the time.
Yeah.
And yacht rock stuff and, you know, old classic rock and sometimes some Jimmy Buffett. You know, sometimes I listen to some reggae. You know, it just depends on the mood. But when you're out on the water, you definitely don't want to listen to people talking on the phone and stuff like that. So turn the music on. So text us with your favorite boat song. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. We're more than happy to talk about that and make a list of favorite songs.
I already have a text in here. Wellerman is a great boat song. Wellerman. Do you know Wellerman?
I haven't heard that one. We might have to try to find that one and play it.
Can you be more specific? Wellerman. All right. Well, I'll check that out. I'll do some Googling here. But yeah, keep your texts coming in. 437-1620.
So again, we just had a busy week over at school. We are just right now, we are, I stopped counting weeks now. We're 19 days till summer school. I know. It's just like going quickly. And yesterday, one of my students said, I can't believe from the time you started talking about summer school, we're already 3 weeks past that day that you said, hey, we got, you know, like 8 weeks or something left till summer school. So time is flying. And we are just, you know, trying to get as much learning in as we can. We're trying to get students prepared to go out into the industry. I have several students that are going to be completing before summer school is done. Right now, as we speak, I have students that are interviewing for jobs right now. And, you know, that's what it's all about. I love the fact that, you know, I'm involved with that, getting them out there and changing their career and sometimes changing their life, you know, helping them moving forward. And I always send out a text or a message to them before the interview. Hey, have a great interview. Let me know how it's going. You know, I like to try to continue to encourage, whether I'm in front of them or whether I'm at home on the radio, whatever. You want to try to continue to encourage the students in my class and, you know, just people in general, of course. But we have two that are interviewing. I have another one that's coming up, and we have several that are going out in the field and starting to work. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love how you, you know, you really invest in your students. You know, you're not just going through the course curriculum and then whatever happens to them happens to them. You're investing in their future.
I've got students all the time that call me that's been gone for years. You know, they'll call or text and just ask me how I'm doing, or something comes up and they'll call me or text me and say, hey, this is what I got going on. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's usually a certificate or something or training, you know.
Do they ask you how to navigate certain situations with the jobs and their career?
I get that a lot. And I have one student in particular this week, and Colton is one of my students, and he's actually working part-time at a boat location, okay? Mm-hmm. But he had to transition from one job to that job, and he comes up to me and says, Mr. Schmidt, will you please help me write a letter of resignation? And I thought that was really good for him to think that process, right? And I got Miss Shockley involved with it. She does she helps my students. She's my co-op coordinator, our co-op coordinator. I always say my. I like to take possession of everything around that place, you know. She is our co-op coordinator. And what she does is she helps students went to transition by helping them write resumes, by helping them write resignation letters, and helping me and other teachers around her when we send students out to co-op. She does site visits for us. She sets up all the paperwork, and we make the arrangements through Ms. Shockley. And Colton and Ms. Shockley wrote a nice little half page or so resignation letter. And what I liked about it was last night when we were doing What Did You Learn, and we were talking about giving your 2 week notice. And we talk about that because I still think it's important.
Right.
Today we have a society of text you, I quit.
Right. Not coming in tomorrow.
I'm telling you. Yeah. You know, and wow.
Yeah.
You have to really teach students nowadays, and I don't care what age group you're dealing with. I mean, it could be high school up into the 30s in my classroom, you know, and text them, I quit. Mm-hmm. And to me, right there, you shut the bridge down.
Yep.
You're never going back, in my opinion, right?
Right.
You really hurt not only your reputation, but if you're one of my students, You hurt my reputation. You hurt students' reputations that are trying to get jobs out in the industry, because that rumor or that information gets around really quickly.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were talking about that last night, because had it happened to me this week.
Really?
Yep. And I try to bring it down a notch, but I get upset about that.
Yeah.
Because it does hurt, and a lot of times, I'll call the employer and I'll say, "Hey, I'm sorry that happened. That's not typical." And it really isn't. It's not typical, because I teach this in my classroom.
Right.
Not typical. And a lot of times the employers say, "I understand, it's younger people," and they give me excuses back, and I'm thinking, that don't cut it for me.
That's not right.
But on the flip side, I've had employers just cut them loose as soon as they give a 2-week notice.
Huh. I mean, it's in Florida, the laws support that, right? Is it right to work? Is that what they call that?
Yeah. And they can give, and sometimes they do it without pay. Sometimes they'll do it with pay.
Wow.
And you can understand that too, because sometimes you get that short timer's attitude. If you want to hear, what I'm talking about, right. Like you're getting ready to leave a place and you get a short timer's attitude.
Quiet quitting, they call it.
Yeah. And you're not doing your work properly. You're maybe leaving a bunch of stuff out there and you're not trying to transition in the proper way. But Colton told his employer in his letter that I'm putting in my 2-week notice. I appreciate everything you've done for me. And if there's anything I can do to help this transition better, I will do that. I will even train the next person in this position. It wasn't in the marine industry, but he's moving from a food industry into a marine industry. So he, said to them, I will help with that transition. And, you can't ask for any more than that.
No, yeah.
And that's just a great thing for my students to learn. And then on the flip side, you have some that just, I don't know.
In the past, I've done this a lot with musicians and bands that I've toured with, because it takes a while to work a new musician into the fold. But I would give them a month. I'd say, hey, I love you guys. I really enjoy working with you. It's just, life things. Some things happen. I got to do something else. But, hey, I'm going to give you a whole month.
Yeah.
And then that gives them time. They don't feel rushed. And, in the future, if they ever need you or if you ever want to come back, I'm telling you, that bridge is there.
And I don't burn bridges. That's just try to stay away from that. And, if you could give a month, you can give a month. That's great.
Yeah,
right?
If you can.
Yeah, if you can. And that's good. And, when you're doing an interview for a potential hire, it's good to tell them, hey, I need to give a 2-week notice where I'm at. So I cannot start, today. Mm-hmm. I can start in 2 weeks. Now, sometimes the employer will say, well, if they cut you loose, which employers know, right?
Right.
If they cut you loose, then you just come back and see us right away and we'll put you to work.
Wow. That's
so cool. A lot of times that happens too, And so it's just good to be open with employers and try to transition in and out the proper way. So, I try to teach that stuff.
Yeah.
And it can be difficult. 850-437-1620. What's your favorite boat song? What do you listen to when you head out fishing, when you head out to the beach on your boat, you're just going out to cruise around? Do you have party songs? Do you have songs that you are going to relax by? Do you have songs when you're going to go fast or when you're going to go slow, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, put them out there, right? What is your favorite boat song? Text that to us and we will look at it and we're going to try to do a new intro for Boat Smart.
Yes, a new blend. I'm already getting lots of texts here. Red Solo Cup by the late, great Toby Keith.
I like that.
I'm on a Boat by The Lonely Island. With some heavy editing, I can probably make that one happen. Lots of bleeping.
I think there's a cleaner version of that.
There might
probably
be, yeah, yeah. And then, of course, Pontoon, which I kind of allude to in the previous intro, but we could probably play more of that song. I love it. Toes in the Water.
I like that. Zach Brown.
Zach Brown.
Yep.
Anything by Jimmy Buffett, Johnny said. Jay Webb, Pawpaw's Boat. I've not heard of Pawpaw's Boat.
I haven't heard that
boat
either.
But that would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll check those out.
You're going to give me a list of those so I can look them up, too.
I like
to listen to that stuff. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
We'll start a boat playlist.
Yeah, we'll do that, and I'll put it on my boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll call it Boat Smart Playlist. So
yes.
That's pretty cool. So, yeah, we are busy. We're just trying to, get everything in line so we can transition to summer school. And we'll have about a week to 10 days off between summer school and the end of the school year. and then we'll move right into summer school. I will have students in the classroom. I'll have students out working in field and during my co-op, and I'll have students transitioning. So it's a busy time, and I'm trying to make sure that I got all my boats in a row, you know, and all the oars are in the water, and we're moving forward.
Pun intended.
Yep. So we're just having a great time over there. You know, students are learning electrical troubleshooting, and I it's almost comical to me when I get new students in there. But sometimes it's stressful. I tell them I have a test board in there. It's shaped like a boat, and it has several components in it. It has wash down pump, bilge pump, running lights, horn, and all these components in this boat. And the boat's probably about 5-6 feet long. And I put troubleshooting, I put like faults in it so the students can troubleshoot. The students ask me all the time, how did you do that? I can't talk about it because it's top secret. So if I say it on the radio, a student can go back and listen to my show, you know, and they understand, right? So I can't do that. But it's kind of comical. It's called USS Headache. And yesterday I was kidding with my students. I said, I used to think that this thing gave you guys headaches, and I'm starting to realize that it gives me headaches by how y'all act when you start getting working on this thing. And it's almost comical in a way to watch the students try to troubleshoot the things that I put in there. And they go from, oh, that's easy, right, to, wow, this is a kind of a little harder, to, you're hurting my brain, right?
Yeah.
And then some of them get mad at me because they can't figure it out. So I'm like, calm down, you know.
Right.
Let's just think about what we're doing. I've given you all the tools, and I'm here with you, right? And some students can get through it, and they come to me, and they say, this is the problem, you know, and this is what caused it. And I go, nope, sorry. And they'll go, and they'll walk back, you know, right?
Yeah, but that's going to happen in the real world.
It is.
Yeah.
And what I'm trying to do is get them to understand that when you're working on this stuff, these metal pieces, these wires, these boats are just pieces of stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And if you understand them, you don't allow them to intimidate or frustrate you, right?
Yeah.
And so it's been kind of funny this week. We finished that up yesterday, and some of the faults I put in there, it just makes things go crazy. And when they go over there and they flip a switch and all kinds of weird stuff happens, I'm just like, oh my gosh, you know. And it's usually just one thing causing a problem. It's just a minor little thing. Probably the hardest one to troubleshoot is the easiest thing to fix. Mm. And so anyway, we've had a lot of learning in electrical this week, and now they're doing battery switches and learning that as well. So we're moving forward. We're not slowing down. We've got a lot of boats that are coming in that we're working on. I've got some two-stroke product in there that we're going to repair. I haven't had a lot of two-strokes come in. Most of the stuff, we had a pontoon village over there for the last month. It's like every boat we had was a pontoon boat with Mercury's on them, and they were all getting serviced, you know, 100-hour inspections, getting ready for the season. So I had sent out an email, so all the pontoons showed up, which is fine, you know?
Yeah.
And but people walk in and say, you selling pontoons now? What are you doing over here, right? Yeah. So we're just having a good time doing that, and I got some two-strokes in there. The boat that came in last night barely made it in my driveway. He pulls up and the trailer basically collapses in front of our shop.
Oh my gosh.
And so I walk out there and I said, you got a problem here. And he looked at his boat sitting down on the fender and he's like, oh. I said, good for you. Good lucky for you. We can fix that for you.
Right.
So we're going to do some trailer work too. And my new students will get into that. 850-437-1620. We got any other songs on there?
Let's see. Changes in Attitude, Changes in Latitude.
Yeah,
that's a good Jimmy Buffett tune. Yeah. And let's see here. Anything by Bob Marley, definitely for you know, party chill music. So that's what we got coming in so far. Sailing by Christopher Cross.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that would be a good one.
Yeah.
Kind of slow, but
yeah, you know, that could be for the slow ride. But,
right. Yeah.
You know, the romantic kind of thing, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. So, that could be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep them coming in. I'm gonna make a new little intro for the boat show.
All right.
And give us your suggestions. It might make it into the mix.
I'm actually videotaping our shows now. This is my third time videotaping. I'm practicing that. I'm trying to do some videos and put it out there, you know, and on YouTube, I guess. And I'm trying that. I haven't had great luck with it, but I'm learning. I'm 61 years old and I'm learning new things, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, so when you come into my class and you're a young person, an older person, you can still learn new things. And I'm trying to learn how to make videos and edit them. I'm doing sunsets my thing right now. I've been going out and time-lapsing sunsets.
Oh, nice.
And I'm enjoying that and just watching the sun set, you know, and we'll go out on the boat. My wife and I will go out on the boat and we'll hang out and watch a sunset, or sometimes we'll just take our truck and drive down to the water. We'll find a place somewhere along the Perdido Bay or Perdido area and sit there and watch the sunset. And if I can get up early enough, I may do some sunrises, you know. We'll see what happens with that. And so I'm trying to do that too. But I'm also recording the show, trying to get it out there. It's just going to be like a raw version of Boat Smart, and I think it'll do good. And
do you remember the name of the channel on YouTube?
I do not. I'm going to get that to you, and hopefully you can put a link up there for it.
Yeah, I'll search it right now and see how easy it is to find.
Yeah, see if you can find it. Again, I'm learning. Right. You know, I just got a YouTube channel, and I put some stuff up there, and so I'm trying that. So I didn't know there was supposed to be a channel name. So
well, that's just kind of like your page, if you will, like on Facebook. Yeah. So
all right,
we will get that to you here a moment.
Yeah, we'll put it up there, and if you can find me, search me and see if you can find me. I try to be low key, but when you're on, I guess now that you're on YouTube,
yeah.
So anyway, we're having a great time over there. So you know, one of the things that we're talking about lessons. That we teach in class, you know, a lot of lessons are taught from aggravation when you get aggravated, you know, and you start getting aggravated with the situation and stuff. And I'm the guy that comes in there and tries to settle you down and say, hey, you can do this, you know. And when they're troubleshooting engines and stuff like that, a lot of times what it takes is the student, the technician, me as well, to back away from it and walk away, go have lunch, drink a soda or something, or maybe even sleep on it. One of my students that was doing the headache board said, during What Did You Learn? He said, you know, I left on Wednesday night and I was not finished troubleshooting it. And then overnight I got to thinking and it just popped in my head what was wrong with it. So I came in today, which was yesterday, and he said, I was able to troubleshoot it right away. And I asked Mr. Schmidt if I was correct, and I was correct.
Wow.
And I tell my students this. I'll say, you know, you'll be working on a boat and you're trying to figure it out. And, you know, sometimes they'll throw a curveball at you and you just can't figure it out for some reason. You know, it's just something's not working right. You're second guessing yourself, trying to troubleshoot. And you go home for the day. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, I've done this a lot. 2 o'clock in the morning, you wake up and you go, I know what that problem is. And you get excited about going to work the next day.
A light bulb goes off.
A light bulb goes off because your brain, and I think that's a sign of a good technician, I guess, if you want to say that. You know, you're thinking, you're trying to think it through, right? And the student also said, don't overcomplicate it. You know, don't overthink it. And a lot of times that's the case too.
Yeah.
So aggravation with troubleshooting sometimes, you know, you have to settle down. So you can fix something, you know, and just walk away from it.
That's why it's hard for me to work with heavy tools, because I'll get aggravated. I want to throw it.
Oh, yeah.
Throw it at the wall.
You know, I could have twin engines sitting side by side, and one lower unit will go on, no problem. And the second one, I cannot get that joker to go in place. And it's, I got a standard rotation and a counter rotator, but they're the same. You install them the same way. And I can't get the second one to go in for whatever reason. It won't spline up. The shift, you know, won't line up. And sometimes you just have to set it down on the ground and walk away from it and try it again. And usually it goes right in.
Somebody had a quick question here at the very end. What is a good app that everyone could use for water temperature, tides, and weather?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff out there. I use a Garmin app for that.
Garmin?
Boat US has a good app for that. There's a bunch of them out there. Yeah. But I use my Garmin app for that, and that's a good one. There's different ones out there. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And
On YouTube, search for what I put in the search zone was Stefan Schmidt Boat Smart, and it came up. Your page name is called S. Schmidt.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Now I learned something.
Search
S.
that.
Schmidt on
S.
YouTube.
Schmidt.
Yeah. So check it out. We'll put some stuff up there for you. And thanks for the calls. Thanks for the texts.
Yeah, and we got a lot of new song ideas.
Yeah, that's great. And we're going to make you guys a new intro.
Yes, it will be coming soon. Don't hold me on next Friday, but I should have it in a week. So.
That's perfect.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. See y'all Friday.
Yep.